everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
We are real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week. We need to go through the schedule. Remind me that we need to go through the schedule to make sure we're okay when we're out of town.
Okay.
I don't know why that just landed on me like that in that moment, but it did. We're real life sisters. We get on this because I said every week, and I said 1 week we may have to miss. That's what happened in my mind. We get on this podcast every week, talk about what the heck we want to talk about, including the Real Housewives of Potomac, which we didn't watch, but apparently Mel watched the last couple episodes and was fully caught up, which started because Robin was fired.
Oh, man. And I didn't even talk about
Candace. Left the show, but now she's pregnant. I just watched on the thing. So good for her.
Absolutely.
And we also want to thank our sponsors. Shout them out.
Yes, we do. Shout out to Mint Mobile and Factor.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
So we're going to make this a people's episode where we talk through, or I'm sorry, where we listen to our pop the trunks, but we have a couple little housekeeping things, not really, that we want to get out. So we'll start with a little bit of long story short-ish, and then we're going to go straight into pop the trunk. Number one, I want to say, you guys are phenomenal, okay? If you are a listener of the Gin and Juice podcast, I mean this to you specifically and individually, like as a collective, but I also want you to know I'm talking to you personally. Amen. As you are listening to this, that you are phenomenal. And the reason why is because we do get on this podcast every week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about. And often we are very silly. But then like last week, we were literally talking about how loneliness can also come in the form of like emotional loneliness. And the way you guys rocked with it,
I know,
was like so good.
Yeah,
like I was just really, really appreciative of like the fact that you guys allow us to be like 360 degree people. It's something that I actually really struggle with on social media, is trying to show up like as my full self. And so on this podcast, I think it's probably the most realistic version of who I am as a person is on this podcast. I think the Love Hour is something that I enjoyed as a passion of mine, but it's still like a slice of who I am.
Yeah.
And I think on, even on The Bold and the Beautiful, because I'm surrounded by very big personalities, I will naturally diminish. And so, and I don't mean that negatively, I just don't know a better word. And so I think on this podcast, because we're, I don't know if it's, well, obviously we are sisters, but also just because I think we're just more equally, like some episodes Mel is going to be really high and that's what it is. Some episodes I'll be really high and that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's more of a balanced situation.
Yeah.
And so I think it allows me to be my full self. So having an episode where I can like run around and have a good time, and then having an episode where I can also talk about loneliness, is just really great for me. That's all I really want to say. It's just very, very great for me. And so for that, I just want to tell you guys thank you.
Absolutely.
Because I really do appreciate it.
Samesies.
Okay. Next thing I want to say is that Jerry from The Golden Bachelor is getting divorced. You didn't watch it.
I didn't, but I saw that and I was like, oh, should I? I'm not a lawyer, but this, people seem to care about this man.
Oh, but is there legal? Give us the tea.
Divorce docs are always.
Oh, well, give it to us.
Well, not always, unless they're sealed. But I mean, I was going to go like get the docs like, well, what is the what happened here? I don't know, you people, but they were only married for like 2 months.
No, legit. They got married in like January. They were married for this long. The thing about it is they never moved in together and they live in separate states. And they're saying it's because they're each like fully dedicated into like the lives of their children and like their grandchildren. I think that Jerry picked wrong.
Oh,
that's what I think.
Was there somebody else on the show he should have picked?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I can't think of the woman's name, but it's like Grace or Hope or Prayer or Faith.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's some along them lines, you know.
Yes.
I think I liked her more, and I did not like this woman at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them together at all. Oh. And he broke the woman's heart that he should have been with for this lady, which it landed on me as odd, but I thought I was the oddball because everyone was like, no, like he should be with her. And I was like, oh, I didn't think that. Okay, I guess I'm wrong. But then they're now in the divorce. And I was like, because he chose wrong.
Do you think these shows should stop making people I mean, I understand stakes, but do you feel like Leslie they should not have to get married on shows?
I think that.
Stop ruining people's lives.
I agree. And I think that they force the marriage on this couple because there was this like sense of hope, I guess. Or maybe it was Teresa. I don't know. They're saying Teresa has the money. That's right. That's what I heard too. I heard Teresa got some money and that's why they were saying Jerry chose her.
Oh, got it. The one he married.
Because it really should have been Leslie. I forgot it should have been Leslie or Faith. To be honest, it should have been Leslie or Faith. I probably would have been happy with either one of those two. But she wasn't it. But there was like this kind of like the Golden Bachelor was so wholesome. I've watched one season of like The Bachelor show and that was with the black guy.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I watched it because it was the first black bachelor and I watched it with Rebecca. Me and Rebecca on like every whatever day that it comes on Monday, whatever it was, she would come to my house and we would and we were so invested. And then I never watched before and I never watched after until The Golden Bachelor. This was like sweet, wholesome, older folk.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a second chance at love because their spouse, you know, died or they divorced and they never got remarried. But for the most part, a lot of them were like widowers. So it was just like, I could find love even in my 70s. Mm. And I can't believe I found you. And you make me feel a way that I haven't felt since, you know, ex-husband or, you know, my deceased spouse died.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, this is like really sweet. And I enjoy you guys finding love together. You do deserve like be happy together. And so I think they were trying to like punctuate this with the mayor. So it felt very like fairy tale.
Got it. Yeah.
I think it was unnecessary. Mm. I think you should have just allowed this couple to figure out their quirks, figure out if it actually does work because the show itself worked without the marriage for me.
On The Bachelor, you don't always have to get married?
I think they I don't watch the show, but I think they propose. I think that is the point.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that they always, if marriage automatically gets like televised. I don't know. Y'all would have to tell me because I don't know. Yeah, but this one was like after, it was like a few months after they ended up having the thing.
Got it. I am going to interject here. To say that we do a fair amount of gossiping on this podcast. I know, loose lips sink ships. But when you have something juicy like this or any of the things we've talked about already, you just have to share it with someone as soon as you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we operate. Right now, the best deal in wireless is at Mint Mobile. For a limited time, phone plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. I am so excited and looking forward to my Mint Mobile service, wireless service. You have children in your lives and everybody needs to be able to communicate these days. That wasn't always the case. But right now when like being able to communicate with your children or people that you love and care about is so important and being able to have a plan that provides you great service, but also at a bill that you can actually pay and it's unlimited. Those are like all very, very important things. And that's why Mint Mobile is like so perfect and what I, again, am looking forward to with my service. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get this new customer offer, okay, if you are in the market and looking to get a phone plan for you or someone you love, to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's mintmobile.com/GJ.
GJ.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/GJ. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Got it. So some people are saying that they definitely, or sometimes they get engaged, sometimes they don't get engaged. Some people get engaged and then date later. So it's all over the gamut.
Got it.
For this couple specifically, they should have just did the engagement, and then it could have worked personally for me without the engagement, to be honest. It was just the idea of these couples, of these individuals in their older years finding love and having the second chance at love, you know, after divorce or after a spouse had died. That was enough for me as a viewer personally. The wedding wasn't necessary, and the wedding special wasn't even all that I thought it was gonna be, to be honest. I really could have did without it. So anyway, if it does come back, we're gonna watch it.
Absolutely.
Because it's very enjoyable.
I'll
like it was it. Very heartwarming, and these old people are just a shitty, and they're a good time. It really is. It was a good
I'll
time.
Watch it.
Okay, moving on to Pop the Trunk.
The Circle's coming on Wednesday.
I didn't know that.
It's the from that's what I saw. And it's Wednesday.
You want to watch it?
Let's watch The Circle as well.
We love The Circle. It's on Netflix. It is a
social experiment.
It's a social experiment show that you guys should
Wednesday
watch, and then we'll talk about it.
It's a good time.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of shows, we told you guys to watch Buying Beverly Hills, and then we didn't talk about it for like two weeks.
Yeah, we had stuff to talk about.
So we're going to talk about it today, but we're going to start off to talk about with what, man?
What a Pop the Trunk, because y'all has them. Listen, I appreciate all y'all Pop the Trunks, and this one is appropriate before we go into Buying Beverly Hills. So you can go ahead and play that.
You can send your Pop the Trunks to speakpipe.com/GJ.
Yes.
Hi, Mel and Melissa. This is Shayna from Brooklyn, New York. I love you guys, first of all, but I want to pop the trunk on y'all too. Yes, that's right. You, Mel, and you, Melissa, I'm popping the trunk on y'all because y'all made me watch that white-ass show. What's that show called? Beverly Hills. So, Buying Beverly Hills with these people that I don't know or care about. I binge-watched the whole season 2 for y'all to talk about it because, you know, how we do. And y'all didn't talk about it. So I'm popping the trunk on y'all. Okay, bye.
I didn't know that's what the Pop the Trunk was gonna be. That's hysterical.
She really called like y'all. I'm popping the trunk on y'all. I watched the show, y'all even ma'am. So we are talking about it for you, honey.
We're
going to
talk about it today, Shayna from Brooklyn. Today we are talking about it.
That's at the end. Okay,
hilarious.
Bye.
That's good. That's very good. So it is a white show. Let me tell you, y'all got to get with the white shows. It's so much easier to talk about
Mauricio
these white people.
Mauricio is not white.
That's true.
Is he Italian? Oh, Mexican?
He's a Mexican Jew, I think he said. He said it on the show. He's something.
Yeah, he's something.
Listen, I do love a good white show because people be doing ridiculous stuff in their life, and I don't like talking about the black folk that do ridiculous stuff in their life. I just enjoy talking about the white folk that do ridiculous stuff in their life. It's just better for me.
Yes.
It's just better for me. I feel better about it. I don't want to talk about my sisters. I don't.
He was raised in Mexico.
Yeah, I think he's a Mexican Jew.
Okay. Raised in Mexico and moved to the United States with his family at the age of 6. He is of Russian, Greek, and Turkish descent. Umansky suffered from, other things that happened. He's diagnosed legally blind in one eye. So
actually, it kind of makes sense because in one of the episodes, I saw him and I said, "What is you staring at?"
Really?
Yeah, it got a little bit weird to me.
Oh.
Okay, so
I don't know.
So they say he's still white. A spicy white.
I am sick of y'all.
I am so sick a spicy
of
white.
Y'all. No. Y'all ain't no good.
So white adjacent, y'all are hysterical. I really, that is my truth. I do enjoy a good white, a drama filled show because it's so far removed from who I am as a person, but it'd be the best time to me. Yes. I have a good time. Okay, so this show follows the agency.
Yes.
Which to me sounds like a conglomerate of several different real estate agencies that all tree up to the agency.
Yes. I don't know if I would call them several different real estate agency. I think they're all under the agency, but they have, it's fine. I don't know
how to explain it.
I think they're called something though. Like those different groups within them
I think they're
called,
groups.
Okay.
I think they're called groups though. The Umansky okay. group.
Yeah.
Okay, the groups. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's more correct. That's more correct.
Because he is the CEO of all of them.
Correct. Because one thing that's for sure is Mauricio, okay, brokerages.
It brokerages.
That's the word.
Brokerages.
Okay. So all the different brokerages tree up.
To
the agency, and he's the CEO, don't y'all ever forget. Which started, by the way.
He's running stuff.
Real Housewives type messy.
Oh, yeah.
Because Umansky, Mauricio, who is married to...
Kyle Richards.
Thank you. Used to work for her brother's agency.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know it was the Hilton's.
So Hilton, as in the hotel?
Oh, I... Oh, I didn't know that. So, okay, so she said Hilton. So he worked for them, and they said the Hiltons. He worked for them, and then he left their agency and started his own. Yeah, that was in season one. And so now Kyle.
I slept my way through season one.
Well, Kyle, the wife, is no longer very close to her brother.
Because he did that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah,
that is
I
tea.
Said this is,
that is
he tea. Wanted more money. And so that's why when the other dude left and joined his company, it was like a whole to do.
It's giving mafia.
No, it was like, this is messy in the mud.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's called Buying Beverly Hills on the Netflix, because apparently Netflix is all about the buying of the real estate.
They
okay?
really are. They are real estate down.
They're real estate down. They got a parents.
Y'all won't care about houses. Forget what's the
shut up.
What's that network that had all the
TLC?
TLC, and they had all them
Home
shows.
Improvement.
Yeah, the yeah, brother property. Yeah,
yes.
Netflix said that on steroids.
Correct.
Y'all want it? We got it.
So he married Kyle. Kyle, this is from what I just gathered, right? I don't even watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but this is from my understanding. HGTV. Thank you.
HGTV.
Y'all better know what we're talking about.
I know. Amen. Amen.
This is what I need y'all to know. See, this is how a tangent happens. If you're listening to this podcast, you have to speak typo.
Typo?
Correct. I know that means written out, but the verbal version of speaking typo. Because what did I say? TLC. What did you know I meant?
HGTV. Amen. They're the same.
You just
in your mind.
You got to keep up with the conversation because I'm never going to really know. I'm never going to actually know.
Just in the ballpark.
I'm going to always be in the vein though. So if you don't speak typo, log out now. If you in our podcast confused, you got to figure out how to speak typo. Okay. If you, girl, why does she keep saying TLC? And I think she mean a. One of the girls,
do
another
you,
tangent.
Oh, somebody said autocorrect mentally. That's yes. really funny. Yes.
We did that 90s thing. I mean, that 2000 yes. thing. Someone said every song y'all named was late 90s.
Oh my gosh. I looked it up. I said, oh. It's still 90s parties. I don't care what y'all say. We're
speak
right.
Speak typo, because you knew what we meant.
It's still 2000s. I don't care.
Because it felt 2000s.
It did. 90s, when we say 90s, we're talking about like before 95.
Correct.
After 98,
it started ushering in 2000.
Absolutely. So it was a different era.
So when did it come out? 98.
Also,
but
why
also,
would you spend time going to like fact check us? Like, girl, why are you trying to verify
typo.
The year stuff came out? That's not
important. Do something else with your time. Follow along. Just follow along. So anyway, they're married. Okay. She has a daughter from another relationship. Then they got two kids together. And that little youngest one is the spicy one, like Mel.
Alexia.
That's
like
her name?
Her.
Actually, I don't think she's the youngest. I actually think she's the middle youngest.
Oh, well, I like Alexia.
Because Sophia's the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
But she's the spicy right. one. I like that little girl. Okay, and so in this, we're following. The first season's kind of a snooze, I do agree with. You kind of learn a little bit about the family. And really, it don't really get good till about midway through the second season.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
We got Mr. Black Agent.
Yes.
Okay. He said, first of all, I know I came in with this girl. She ain't no good.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you grade me as an individual. Don't grade us collectively.
Yes.
Because my answer to that is no, because I did better than she did. Can I talk to you for a minute? Because I want to tell you something. So I know we're like the same, but let me explain to you why we're not.
He is funny.
He's the best.
He is hilarious.
And then when she circled the block after she broke up with her boyfriend and tried to sell the house, and she said, I just feel like... Because I put paint on the wall.
Why did she think that she should get any of the money from that? I was so confused. I was on his side all the way.
Immediately.
Why do you think? And he stood 10 toes. well, you're not getting any of my money. I don't know why you think you would get my money, but you're not.
It was the best.
It was so good.
It was the best. I thought that I didn't know how he was going to respond, honestly. And I often think about like how I would respond if I would be like, oh, I mean, I guess I understand. The fact that he immediately was like, no. Are you talking to me?
Man.
What are you asking me for? I just want to make sure we're on the same. Like, I feel like I'm about to tell you no, but before I do, can you just repeat it? I want to make sure that I'm answering what you're asking.
I think you should have some of my money for the house. Okay. All right. No.
And then laughed and went and told the boyfriend.
Did. He did. I loved him. That was great.
He's
great
the
for
best.
Him.
That was good. That was. Yes.
And she took her own name. And that's what they kept emphasizing. She should have never took her name off.
No,
you're dumb for taking your name off and now trying to circle back and get some money for a house you did not sell, did not have. Girl, you put paint on the wall 2 years ago and you broke up with that man. That's no longer your house.
You
don't get no money.
Like literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
This doesn't work for me. And the fact that he told her no immediately, then and went and told the boyfriend, and the boyfriend, let me tell you who is never no good. Your spouse in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
You personally might be like, yeah, and then they asked me and I thought about it. Your spouse would be like, no, bring it back over here so I can tell them no again. She said, what? Your spouse is always the person going to double down on your questionable double down. Yeah. They're going to be sure to make sure. I'm going to tell them no.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them no. He was hysterical, but she was wrong.
Good.
Then what happened next, ma'am? I'm trying to do all the characters.
I know. Hold on. Because before I tell you what happens next, I want to tell you how to eat stress-free. And if you want to eat stress-free this spring, you should do so with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Here's what I know about spring break. Your kids are home and hungry.
Amen.
They just sit on your couch. They want to watch their electronics and eat. And that's pretty much it. Unless you're like on vacation somewhere, they are at home. That it's like the weekend's extended. It's like a long weekend. And so if you are not ready with food, you are going to be in trouble. And Factor is so amazing because they are, like I said, chef crafted, very easy. You just ready to eat in 2 minutes. And very helpful rather for any, I mean, obviously more than your kids because they also are great for you or your partner or whoever's in your house. They're just like really quick and easy. Get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I personally love broccolini and truffle butter. Amen. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. So head to factormeals.com/juice50 and use code juice50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code juice50 at factormeals.com/juice50 and you will get 50% off of your first box plus 20% off of your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay. Y'all went and got water.
Jesus.
And the water made me choke.
Jesus. I wasn't going to go line by line. I just want to get to the good people.
Oh, go. Then
okay.
Do it.
So I want to talk about the sisters because there are all of the sisters. Okay. And they were in Miami. First of all, the house, the condo, whatever Mauricio was there to get.
They
was on the top of the world. How are you on the top of Miami? How are you just. And he's like, oh, I just have a friend and they want to kind of give it to us to sell. I'm like, this is amazing.
If you watch Selling Sunset and you think they live rich.
Oh, man. This is like next level.
It's next. It is next level. The money that the Umansky group has, Mauricio has, makes Selling Sunset look
Yeah.
Like, number one, they don't dress either, which immediately caught my eye. I was like, oh, is this what real estate agents look like in Hollywood?
Gosh, it's not about the shortest, tightest, skimpiest, brightest color, fluorescent, neon dress.
Boobs not out.
Boobs,
legs not out. High heels are not 6 feet.
Sexual innuendos. Like, it's all, it was not like that.
At all.
Shocking.
I was really shocked. I was like, it caught me off guard that they didn't dress the same because they're selling. Although, this is what I didn't know, but listen, Mauricio, he be dropping his balls every now and again on the show. We sell the most 10 million plus homes than any other agency
in the country.
In the country.
Yeah, he did say that.
So I know we're all on Netflix.
I know.
And I know you guys think Selling Sunset is doing the things, but they generally stay below that double digit mark.
Yeah.
So we're clear.
Because remember on Selling Sunset, when that 75 million house was like
a huge deal.
Like, oh my goodness. Mauricio's like, $500 million, we'll sell it. I'm like, wait, hold on. Do you know people who can buy something for $500 million and still have money like that? What? Who is in your
phone? For real. He, like, that, and that baby was stressed.
Oh, my goodness. He looked so stressed.
He was stressed.
Okay, but wait, hold on, because we still got to get to pop the trunk.
Okay,
we're not going to do this.
Okay.
The sisters were hanging out, but they left one of the sisters out.
They
after
sure
they
did.
Left that girl.
They did.
And she was so sad.
She was
like, "You guys, I just feel like when we're all together, you guys just like don't pay attention to like me. Like I'm a sister too." It made me sad, but also it made me think about, listen, we are sisters, obviously, and there is another one who fits right here in the middle. We don't do that. That's just not, I know it probably feels that way or looks that way because we together on this podcast, that's because we live in the same state.
Yeah, Monique
is
in.
But our other sister, if she was here, she would be here.
Absolutely.
I called her yesterday. This is going to be my tangent. I called Monique for everything because she knows kids. I just feel like she knows everything. So I was like, Monique, Micaiah won't say she is not saying as many words that the doctor has even said she should be saying. So I was like, Monique, diagnose her. I'm like just giving her all these things and Monique's reading through. Anyway, that was my small tangent. The point is, if we were going out, we should all go out to the club one day. That has never happened in our life. But if we were all going out to the club, one of us wouldn't be left.
No, I agree. I don't know how that happened. I low-key think they were being shady. I'm
like,
not gonna lie.
Sister.
Yeah, they were low-key being a little shady. But this is the other thing that I think all three of us, meaning me, you, and Monique, have all felt the outside sister because our geography is always changing.
Oh my
so
goodness.
When we were in Washington, it was me and Monique, and Mel left
I felt so left out because I lived in Atlanta, and they were in Washington, and they would take all these pictures and they would always be doing all the things, and I was like in Atlanta by myself, like I'm a sister too.
So then Monique went to Atlanta,
and then Monique went to Atlanta,
and then I was the left out sister. Yes. And I hated that.
And we were doing all the sister things.
They
and
would
she would come over every
daddy
weekend,
would come over.
Yes, we were doing
they
all
were
the
posting
things.
Pictures.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It was,
yes.
Oh, that used to piss me off. And then
and
Mel
now
moved.
Me and you are living together and Monique is far and now she feels like it's just we take turns.
Yeah,
it's
we
fine.
Just take turns. That's what it is. We're definitely the sisters that we're either doing stuff together. When we're together, we're doing stuff together.
Yeah.
Or geography dictates that, you know, things are not
100%.
Together. But we are doing stuff together.
100%.
Because we would never do that.
Never. Okay, the next thing is Kyle and Mauricio hid the fact that they were getting divorced from their children.
So set it up.
Separated.
Set it up for the people that didn't watch.
Kyle and Mauricio hid from...
Kyle and Mauricio have been married for
like
a long...
27 years or something.
Like to the point, which I thought was odd, but it seemed like he actually raised the oldest daughter, although she calls him Mauricio.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of accepts him as... This is my words, not hers.
Okay.
Accepts him kind of as a father figure. I don't know how present her actual father is, because like I said, she does call him Mauricio and not dad. But like she was really impacted by their divorce. Okay. They're going through clearly something odd is kind of going on with their dynamic.
Yeah.
They're kind of alluding to it, but like Mauricio is very much like, I love her. This is my wife. I'm never going to give up. She had this cute little pajama set on. She looks so cute. He's trying to
Kyle
do these
is a
little...
woman. Sorry. Kyle Richards is a woman.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. It's a good point. He's like kissing Kyle on the cheek, doing these things. But you can kind of tell there is one scene that he is sitting in his office, literally meditating.
Oh, my goodness.
With every episode, he looks visibly stressed out.
He does. I agree.
At first, I thought it was the like, it sounds like they're expanding the agency to actually, I don't know if it was doing different parts of the country or another part of the world, because they're like in Dubai.
I know that man
something.
Is not playing.
He got okay. Listen, he's doing the things.
Hey, he said he ain't trying to slow down.
No, so he was doing that, and he's having marital issues. Okay, so fast forward, they're taking this trip to. I don't even remember where. They're
Colorado?
Taking this trip. I think it was Colorado. Yes. Taking this trip to Colorado. And apparently, I missed this. So a blog posted?
Yes.
Oh, say it, Mel.
I don't know. Say it.
You need a mic.
I know.
So there was a blog post. That was the first thing. Uh-huh. That led them to the family sit down where they're like, Mom, Dad, is there something going on? And they're kind of like, no, we good. And then it was when he knew that he hadn't told his kids and went to TMZ. When
that's right.
And he knew those kids didn't know.
Yes. Okay. That's right. Okay. So then they have this sit down. Okay. So Mauricio gets interviewed by TMZ and he says, we're separated or something along those lines. The kids, of course, see it and they're like, yo,
you ain't said that to us.
Yes, like this feels different. I know there's rumors all the time, but like this feels different. What is happening? So they have like this like cabana thing outside because they live on nice properties. Oh. And they're like having a meeting and they're telling them that they're separated. And this is the connection. Our parents didn't tell us.
Funny.
It's really not
they
funny.
Your mama not here. She finna cuss
Daddy's,
everybody
Daddy's definitely
out.
Gonna be watching.
Oh, that's so funny.
Daddy's definitely gonna be watching.
Our parents did not tell us that they
but
were.
But we too had to watch a TMZ article, a TMZ video.
Literally.
We too had to watch a blog post to find out our parents were not together.
Listen, so if you're getting a divorce, tell your kids. You don't have to hide that from them. It's okay.
In
tell
fact,
them.
Please don't.
You should tell them. They want to know.
You should... bring them in on the process. You should let
hey,
them know.
Hey, things aren't working out. We may be getting a divorce. Hey, update. We got papers. Update. They've been signed. Update. The house is sold. Okay?
I promise. You think you're doing the right thing, right? I understand. I understand why you think the right answer is like, don't stress the kids. Don't bring them. Tell your children.
Hey, man. Tell your kids.
Especially if they're grown.
Hey, man.
Especially if they're grown. You should tell them. Hey, so Mom and Dad, for a long time,
y'all.
We had lived in this address, but we're going to move separately.
That does not mean we don't love you. We love you.
Because we love you.
This has nothing to do with you.
We just don't love each other.
Oh, my. That is funny. We had a family meeting. And
we, too, had a family meeting in a cabana.
In a cabana?
Yeah.
It was in somebody's living room.
You guys, if you guys watched the scene on Beverly Hills, our meeting wasn't much different.
It was like, oh, hey. We were like, oh, y'all did, huh? Oh, all right. I was like, so I got to go back to college tomorrow. I don't, y'all, I'm going to leave y'all to handle this. I got to go. I was, what's her name? Sophia, the youngest one. I was like, I'm out. Love y'all.
Oh, my God.
See me on the gram.
If you watch that scene, like, if you're like, oh, I wonder how it went down. Watch that scene. I promise you. Just imagine black faces. Imagine someone's living room instead of being outside.
Oh,
but like,
my. That's so funny.
The tears were there. Like, it was all the same.
It was all the same. All right, let's move on because our parents are going to call us. We're going to mute. Mom, don't call me today. I'm busy.
But I want you to know, this is the thing. Mom, Dad, when you guys listen to this, there is no trauma.
No, it's funny. We're laughing. Yeah. We're not crying.
Have you seen that gif? I mean, that meme? And the guy has a mask and it's like a tear behind him. Yes.
Oh my goodness. This is really funny to me. I want y'all to know. It's really funny.
Where it is not funny. It's really not funny. I'm trying to tell you, it's really not funny. It's just all these years later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is funny.
Yes. If you're an adult and your parents divorced, y'all can laugh with us. Everybody else who thinks we're crying, it's fine. You guys will be all right. It's fine.
The thing is, even if you're an adult and your parents get divorced, because remember, the oldest girl, that's not even her dad.
No.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
And she was like crying. Okay.
Yeah.
The other kids, those are the bio kids, so to speak. But like, it's traumatic even as an adult.
Sure.
Finding out that your parents are getting divorced, unless it was like, you know, you're advocating for divorce because of abuse or right. something like that. And you're like, I don't know why you're still here. I've been done told you to get out. But if you think your parents have a solid relationship and then they get divorced, that is traumatizing.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
No matter your age. Yeah. Like, literally, no matter your age. So, anyway.
Okay, let's move on to the last thing about the show that I wanted to talk about, which was Michelle. Michelle was in that room with the other people from the agency and said that it would be, quote, career suicide.
And try to forget.
And those were the terms that she used.
Absolutely.
Career.
That's a quote.
Suicide.
That's a quote.
If Mauricio left the agency to his daughters to run, it would be career suicide. They, because on every reality show, the first thing you do when you hear tea is go spill it to the person it was
Shut
about.
Up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they went and ran to the people and said, let me tell y'all what Michelle said. And then they, the daughters, then addressed Michelle on the rooftop.
They did.
And she's, I want to be very cautious about how I talk about her.
I agree.
Because I think it's important for women.
Yes.
To be strong.
Yes.
And to be clear.
Yes.
And direct, especially in business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those are all traits that women should have. And many times when they express them, they are labeled negatively or as a bee or all of mean and rude. And I think that is unfair because men have those same attributes and they're leaders.
100%
And women
agree.
Get called bees. Okay. That said, that was dumb.
Man or woman, it was stupid.
It was stupid.
To talk about your boss's children in that way is dumb.
It's stupid.
And then the other thing about her, which I go back and forth on, is she's like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have used those terms. But the energy's the same. The energy's the same.
Yes.
Maybe not career suicide, but what I am saying is do not hire them to replace you and put my name in the hat because I'm the only one here that I think is capable.
Yeah.
All right? So if we're drawing names, take theirs out
and
ensure mine is in.
And Mauricio said she will never be the CEO.
She will
of this
never.
Agency.
It was like, girl, how did you think this conversation was going to go?
Yeah, but I felt like even outside of his kids, I felt like he just feels like she's not capable.
The thing is, you know why I would actually agree with that? It's because while I do, man or woman, right? I do agree, and especially as a woman, you should be strong and you should be able to stand up for yourself. But you need to be able to do those things in a way where people are still able to like and respect you.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just doesn't come across as like likable.
100%.
Because when they were on the rooftop and she was like, she was like kind of apologizing and then was like, but can't, she actually didn't apologize. You're right. Yeah. She actually never apologized, but she was like giving the essence of an apology.
Yeah.
I don't even really know what to call this meeting.
She was like, I'm sorry that you're sad today.
Yes. I mean, it was very weird. I don't know what it was. But then said, can I give you some feedback though? I know we weren't like not on good terms or whatever, but you had left and didn't clean. That should never happen. No matter what's happening, you should never leave.
Oh my.
I said, girl, what?
What's happening here?
Shut up.
And that's actually a part of what Mauricio said. He said that being a leader is more than, okay, just walking into a room and handling suits or whatever the phrase that she said. Like, it actually is about being able to lead people, inspire people, motivate people, know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And so you can close a deal all you want, but girl, you are rude.
Yes. That is a problem she certainly has
to work on that part of her. If she wants to be a leader, because she is missing some of the
components. And most of leadership is the people part of it. Like, you're managing people.
Yeah.
And she doesn't strike me as a person. Even when, speaking of which, what's the black girl on the show?
Oh, I don't remember.
Her name is like Taylor or
something like that. Yeah.
The true MVP of all the people, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The way she navigates this white space and handles everybody's egos and feelings, and like she's able to like understand the messiness and when to get in and then be like, that's just wrong. But I'm gonna sit here and definitely still listen. I'm just, you ain't gonna be able to say, well, Taylor said, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Taylor said no such things, but I am going to sit here and witness all things.
Yeah.
Like, the way she's able to do this is just, and she actually stands her ground in a way that's not abrasive.
I agree.
She actually says what she has to say, means what she says. She actually very rarely even sugarcoats.
Yeah.
But she does it in a way that's not very abrasive.
I agree.
Oh, her name's Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, not Taylor. Okay.
Y'all better keep up. You better speak typo. Okay, is it Taylor or Tyler?
I don't know. Something like that. Though. It's one of like those. It.
She is actually my favorite character, like person, because she's being herself, obviously. But like, she's actually my favorite person. What?
Somebody said Joey needs to take over, and I just remembered Joey is the one. He stopped following the black guy. I think that's Joey. Remember, he stopped following.
Oh yeah, I didn't like him either.
I did not like that.
I didn't like him either.
His response about dismissive and then trying to act like it wasn't a big deal. Here's what is very clear about social media. It's not a big deal when the person you offended realizes that you offended them.
Right.
Up until then, it is a big deal.
But
as soon as somebody is called on their shit, all of a sudden, it's just social. You're mad at me because I didn't follow you. Y'all know what it is. Like, everybody knows what social is. When you go to follow somebody and when you go to unfollow someone, there is intentionality behind that. Let's not act like it's not.
I agree.
So for him to act like, and now this junior exec, this is not how you last and blah. Boy, shut up.
I agree.
Shut up.
And then to turn around and have an attitude with old dude that did the joke on his it was like, you can't have it both ways.
Yes.
Which also was a big deal because he was coming from the brother-in-law, Mauricio, or what's her name? Kyle's brother's agency. To work with it.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Joey was the younger dude. So who are we talking about?
I think somebody said it's Ben. Here's the thing. If you watch the show.
Yeah, I know who we're talking about.
Just know who I'm talking about. I don't know anyone's names.
We don't know their names yet.
I know Mauricio and I know Kyle. Okay. And I know Michelle's name because I looked at the log line for the episode.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, Ben super realtor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ben super realtor here. Shut up.
He was so annoying.
He's annoying. Although he does seem to be good at his job.
He does.
Okay. The way he manages people, them doing them cold calls and doing that.
First of all, they get very
I listened to an NPR episode on this. Did you listen to
it?
Oh my god.
Realtor.
Realtor. Yeah, it's not two syllables, it's like one.
Realtor.
You're saying it right.
Such an ugly word.
It should be realtor.
Anyway, could you be a realtor?
No.
Me either.
Number one, because Sonica,
yes,
whatever, I would be her. So this oak, it's cherry. This cherry wood, I would be messing it all up. This is a 1950s modern that can't be the same. How is it 1950s and modern?
And modern.
So follow me.
Listen.
The inside has been redone. I would be all over the place.
I would be Tiffany Haddish. Oh, this is nice.
Oh, this is, y'all got a pool? Oh, can I go swimming?
Oh,
because these are, is this infinity?
I,
I would be obnoxious. They would be like, ma'am, you have to go.
You can't act like it's your first time. Girl, but it is.
I would be trying to put that thing on Airbnb until I sold it. Hey, y'all. Hey, every party at this house that I'm trying to sell tonight. Bro, I have my family in town. I got y'all no hotels.
Terrible.
They would have to. They would.
I would be.
Mauricio would be like, I need. We gotta sit down. And
you
talk.
Gotta go because you gotta act like you've been here before. But I haven't. But
I've never been here.
We ever told this story when we first moved here? We went to a famous person's mansion. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. We just told this story actually for like Labor Day weekend. If you've listened to us long enough, I'm sure you've heard this story, but I won't say the person's name just in case. So we go to their house, and I missed the tour of the house, of the person's house. I don't know how, bathroom, I don't know where I was. I missed the tour. Never caught up, never got the opportunity to do the tour. So everybody comes down. Jason's there, Tammy's there, the kids, me, and the boys. Like when we first moved out here. So it wasn't Russell. It wasn't Russell. So we, they're telling me, oh my God, it's so nice. It's so big. It's so this, it's so that. I didn't get to see none of the things. So I said, can I go to the bathroom?
And then you went in.
And then I went on a tour.
Oh.
But I had walked in on her son's room.
Oh. And he was in there?
Yes. And so when I opened the door to look around, he said, hello, can I help you? I said, oh.
This isn't the bathroom.
I closed that door so fast and went downstairs, told Kev, Tammy, and Jay, and they were like, of course you would get caught. Of course.
That's crazy.
You would. I mean, sorry.
That's so crazy. I thought bathrooms had beds in them now.
It's so weird. I certainly thought this was the bathroom. Yes. So that's me. And that's how it would be in all these houses. I would be a mess.
Same.
Yeah. But it's not Russell Simmons. No, it's not him at all. And in fact, it was a woman whose house we were visiting, and it was her child. I'm surprised you guys don't know. I haven't told this story before. That's hilarious. All right, next, Pop the Trunk or anything else on that?
No, we need to get to Pop the Trunk. Okay, we don't have a ton of time. We need to do at least two.
Okay, let's do it. I got to be out of here next 15 minutes, so we got time.
Just go in order.
Hey, Mel and Liz, this is Avia from Jamaica, and I want to pop the trunk on jobs. Because why are you asking me to fill out an application form that asks for the same exact information that's already on my resume? Can we not read? And you want me to work for you? Have you not read my resume? Have you not seen the schools that I've gone to? Have you not seen the workplaces that I've worked at? Can you not see my references on my resume? Like, why do I have to write everything over? I'm over. I'm done with it. Don't make me fill it out. Have AI auto-generate all my information and put it in the application form. I am over it. Okay, that's it. Pop the trunk on jobs.
I love it.
Love you guys. Much love from Jamaica. Bye.
First of all, can we shout out the fact that we have listeners all the way in Jamaica?
That's so amazing.
That's amazing.
Also, yes.
Correct.
She brought up a good point about AI because why? I don't understand. In general, having to upload a resume and fill out the application, like what's the point here? What are we doing? That should have been done away with a long time ago. But in the age of 2024, when we have AI, it definitely should be done.
100%. The only thing we should be putting on an application is my name, birthday, address, and like a email address and a phone number. Like the stuff that's not on the resume. Otherwise, figure it out.
That's such a waste of time for everybody.
For everybody.
For everyone included.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
If I'm looking for a job, I have things I got to do.
Okay, she said, like, y'all asking me to do this and I'm supposed to want to work for y'all?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because can you not read?
Because who's smarter in this situation? It's feeling like me.
It's feeling like you need me. In fact, can you fill out an application and tell me why I should work with you?
Man.
Because this is all very dumb.
Amen. And stop having the option to upload a cover letter.
What are the purpose of them?
Because no. No.
Why did cover letters become a thing, and what purpose did they serve?
I think it was, the point is to explain like gaps or, you know, like in your resume. But honestly, if you've been alive in the last 20 years, any gaps that anyone took, you should just understand.
That's how I feel.
You should just, I get it, girl. I get it.
Because what business is it of yours that there's a gap in my resume?
I agree.
It's really none of your business. And I didn't know that was the point of cover letters. I feel like they resorted to, hello, Sam, sir, ma'am. I am very excited for this job. Please find attached my resume and my contact information. These are also the skill sets you're going to find included on the resume and in the application that I just paid. Please and thank you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Goodbye.
So like, stupid.
It's like, y'all want me to grovel for this job.
Yes.
Pay me no money.
No money.
Give me no vacation time.
No.
Force me to work overtime. And for why?
For why?
Because then, oh, and last thing I'm going to say about this, because then I got to do all this, right? Oh, this is a tangent for real. Because today's April 15th. I got to pay for the, do all this stuff on the job, right? Fill out this application, do a cover letter, fill out a resume, explain the gaps. And then the IRS wants me to figure out my taxes.
Oh, my, my, my. And you better not be wrong.
And you can't be wrong.
You better not
and
be
I just
wrong.
Feel like all of this is unnecessary pressure that the United States of America is putting on its citizens. Do you love us? Yes or no? I already know you don't love me as a black person.
No.
Okay. With me and Kevin watching this show. And matter of fact, we were watching Love is Blind, Switzerland, Sweden.
Oh, okay.
One of the two, I don't remember. And it was a Black Lives Matter sign in the background. I said, Kevin, why does the world know Black Lives Matter except for Americans?
Except for Americans.
How come in America we don't love black people, but around the world they seem to get it? All I'm saying is it's April 15th and I'm stressed.
Amen. Me too, girl.
Did you pay your taxes?
I emailed that man last night like, hey.
We should probably do
y'all
this,
know the deadline tomorrow? I was supposed to turn in something or not.
She called us on Friday.
Hey. I'm going to email him. Come on, let's go, because now I got stuff to do.
Wait, she called me on Friday. I said, I don't think I want to talk to you right now.
They don't just delay y'all? I need somebody to delay me.
I think we're going to do an extension.
Okay, I'm going to ask. It probably had to be filed already.
I don't know how the American government works.
I'm not a lawyer but myself if I end up in jail for not paying my
taxes. First of all, Courtney, why are you bragging? Okay, we're complaining, and Courtney's getting a refund. And I just want to say, how does it feel to be God's favorite? Okay?
A refund? Because,
gosh. What'd they say?
I did everly well, and they told me that there's an insufficient amount for processing. We're going to send you another one at an additional. I did so much blood. I cannot believe that they don't have enough.
It's on my to-do list.
Dripped and dripped and dripped.
Did you squeeze?
Oh my gosh. I need them to check it again. I put so much blood. Greg, are you here? I did so much blood. Okay, come on, one more, because we gotta go.
Man, don't tell me that, Mel, because it's on my to-do list to order mine today.
Sad.
And I don't want to be dripping blood for them to tell me it's not enough.
There was a problem. I sent so much blood.
Did it spill? Do you have to pay for the shipping? How are they going
to
do it?
We're happy to send you a replacement kit at no additional cost so that you can collect another sample.
They don't have a line that says this is enough?
Yet. Well, it's on a card and it's like a circle and they show you that you have to fill. All of my circles were filled. That's why I don't understand. I low-key feel like I took a picture. Come on, we need to do it
okay,
now.
One more.
Hey, y'all. Hey. So I want to pop the trunk on these Instagram no license having hairstylist. Oh my God, it is so hard to find a decent hairstylist that doesn't have 50-11 rules before you get there, that the rules aren't printed in bold and highlighted and in red when I get to your booking site, that actually are professional and do a good job. Why are you canceling my appointments the day before? Why are you texting me, hey boo, hey, can I push your appointment back at 10 o'clock? Yeah. No. Keep it at 8 o'clock like I asked you for, because 8 o'clock works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we itemizing every little thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it an extra charge if I have thicker hair? Why isn't it an extra charge if I want a certain part? Get it together. You're being lazy. You're trying to find a quick way to get a buck, and I don't like it. So I'm popping the trunk on all of these Instagram hairstyles.
Ooh, child. I don't even, oh my. I have had quite the time with some hairstylists. This is why I be at the house doing my own hair.
I understand.
Because hairstylists, I went to go get my lashes done, and she had a 15-minute, if you were later than 15 minutes, she would cancel your appointment. It was my first time there. And she didn't have parking.
Oh, my God.
So, and I typically go early to places. Mm-hmm. So I go early and there's no parking and I'm driving around. By the time I look up, it literally is like 12. Like it's like 12 after. And so I'm like, I have 3 minutes. And she had texted me is actually what happened. Like, hey, you had until, 15 to be here and you're not here. And I was like, well, I'm trying to park. I didn't know you didn't have parking. And so I just found a parking garage like down the street. So I am about to park and come in. So I park. And so she was like, OK, well, just know that my
policy is
you have until 12:15 or whatever. So I'm literally parking and then I'm running. So I run down to try to meet, the time frame. I get in there and then I just have an attitude because you don't have parking.
Right.
I didn't know that. I'm a new customer. And so you know what? Have a good day.
Did you walk out?
I did not get my lashes done by her. I literally was like, have a good day. Like, I'm just... felt like, you ever walk into a space and feels like everybody was talking about you?
Yep.
So it feel, I walk in and everybody kind of looks at me. So then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm done here.
Actually, have a good day. And I actually was probably a minute or so late. So now I'm like, okay, so just use your policy.
Yeah.
Like this was, like what bad service.
I agree.
Like why would you as a professional who services people... I hate everything about
Other thing, it's one thing to have like I understand enforcing a policy because you do have to like respect your time and people do show up late, right? But if you're like, oh, I'm just outside parking. Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure you were here.
Exactly.
You're here. Great.
Exactly.
I'll see you when you get here. Or there's parking down here that's usually a good time, easy for you to park. Whatever. I'll see you when you get here. Something like that allows me to know we're cool.
Yes.
But just like it's 15. You got 15 minutes. You have 15 minutes. You have 15 minutes. And 15 minutes is 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes. Enforcing a policy, I understand. I think you should. But the flexibility in the policy for certain situations, I think should also be understandable and allowable.
Tell people what your parking situation is.
Well, and that's it too. Yeah.
Like if you know, it was like near a mall or like a shopping center.
Yeah.
If you know that you are near a place that is heavily populated, very busy, it's typically no parking. Give me the heads up.
Yeah. Let people
tell
know
people
when
that.
They book with you. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Like,
actually.
I had one time I got a sew-in and the lady was like actively consuming alcohol while she was doing my hair. And when I got home, a string with a nail was still in my head.
The needle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I have had such terrible experiences with getting my hair done. I had a hair lady, and she was like,
I want people to make sure they understand what you just said.
Yes. The thread, and at the end was the needle hanging in in the middle, in the back.
So what immediately comes to my mind, though, is when she went to redo the next, and she realized,
she just started a new thread, apparently. She just started a new
one. I'll just let that stay.
She just started a new one. I've had people literally in the middle of doing my hair. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm in the dryer. Okay. I mean like half of it is braided for a braid down for a sew-in and her being like, I got to go get my kids.
Oh my gosh.
And like go pick her kids up from school, take them to soccer practice, then come back. I wish I was kidding. I wish I was kidding.
Is this all in Atlanta or is this also in LA?
In LA is what? Well, the hair stuff is in Atlanta. The lashes was in California. I hate all. I be one ex. Not all. Okay, I have the person I get my hair by. Anyway, the point is, this is why I do my own hair.
I understand that. I've only had one really bad hair experience in, well, I'm going to say really bad. I've had some bad experiences, but where the guy, you know who I'm talking about too, mm-hmm. he did my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And I was there for probably 2 hours, mm-hmm. if not longer, literally sitting, waiting. And he didn't show up until he was good and ready and like sent a text that was like, oh, I'm down the street. I'm 30 minutes yeah. away or something like that. And it was still like another hour 15
he does it all the time
before he actually showed up.
Yes.
This is why I don't like that. I'm a busy woman.
Yes.
And I have stuff to do.
Yes.
And kids to pick up. So if I schedule an appointment at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, I have then structured my day after
yes.
to pick up my kids or do whatever it is I have to do after. It don't matter if I want to sit at home and dig in my booty hole. If that's what I plan on doing at 3 o'clock, then yes. that's my business.
100%.
You don't have a right to mm-mm. push. And this is what I think hairstylists do. And this is why it irritates me, because I would just prefer the heads up. If your clients are spaced out, and that's what I think happens, they'll have like an 8 o'clock and maybe not another uh-huh. one until 1. So they're like, actually, I could do you at 10. Yes. And then by the time I'm done with you, my 1 o'clock will be coming in.
Yes.
I would prefer, hey, do you mind coming in at 10 instead of 8?
But
instead of having me dry, mm-hmm. and I'm early too. I'm going to come to you
yes.
30, 15 minutes early,
yes.
sit in my car, yes. and then walk in.
Yes.
And so, no, you can't do it the day of, hey, I'm running late. I'm already here. I'm finna yes. text you. Do you want coffee?
I have gotten a text 5 minutes before, like, can you come in 30 minutes? Mofo, get off my phone.
Because I'm here.
You know that I'm here. You know that. Please just do that. Like, I don't, it's so rude. It is so
rude. It's so rude.
I hate, like, services at this point. They just become so inconvenient. It's not a good experience. And then I have to sit. And this is why I decided to walk out, because
good for you.
I have had experiences where you have pissed me off, and now I'm paying you my correct. Hard-earned money
I agree with that.
For you to service me. And I am hoping that you're going to do a good job, but I know you have an attitude.
Right.
I definitely have an attitude. I'm still going to give you my money. This is just an interaction that I don't even want to partake anymore.
That's
so
good.
That day is when I was like, okay, have a good day.
It's 1 o'clock right
but
now.
Like, it's so, it's, if we have to exchange, I need to be in a good space and I need you to be in a good space
agreed.
And I need you to want to do the thing that I am paying you to do. I want to be in the space where I'm happy to give you my money, because then if you do my hair and I don't like my hair now, and it's just a bad situation.
Have you ever been in a hairstyle where someone's unhappy and they get into it?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't think I have.
I just knew you were going to say yes. I have.
Really?
Oddly enough.
And then what happened?
So, I'm going to tell you, I was sitting up under the dryer, right?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I started hearing arguing.
Uh-huh.
And so, I look up like, is what happening? Matter of fact, the girl, I'm not going to give too many, but I'm going to just say she's a famous person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, she comes in. There was an appointment that was supposed to happen at a specific time. This hairstylist asked for it to be changed to a different time. And so when she came in, she already had an attitude. Mind you, she was a squeeze-in.
Mm-hmm.
She was a squeeze-in appointment, or like a last-minute squeeze-in appointment. The stylist thought they could do it at this time, said, hey, actually, I need you to come in at this time instead. The person came in with an attitude.
Uh-huh.
Her hair at the time was blonde, like blonde. And so she had it wrapped.
Uh-huh.
And so the hairstylist is like, hey, you know, can you take that out? Actually, your hair is blonde, like that blonde plus what you have on your head is drying. It'll break your hair. Like, actually, if you're doing that on a consistent basis, like, actually, don't do that. It's not good for your hair. And she went off.
Oh.
And did it. Her daughter was going there at the time. And my daughter said, last week you said this. I was, you know, because I usually actually work when I'm in the hair salon. It's actually a very productive time for me. I said,
well, hold on.
Child, and tried to lift the little so I could hear, because you know, on the dry, you can't really hear.
Yes.
The hairstylist said to the woman, Girl, bye. You can go. Oh. I said, oh, my God. Oh. Went and opened the door. The lady wouldn't leave.
Oh, my.
So they're going at it, and the hairstylist is leaving the door open like, you can go. Bye. You can go. She's trying to grab her stuff, but purposely, like, being slow so she can continue the exchange. I was in there like,
oh, my. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. The entire time.
I would have been too. I will turn around and turn my dryer off. Well, continue. What happened? Say it again. I missed the last thing you said. That's crazy.
I'm so surprised you've never been with an altercation.
I mean, not in regards to hair.
Hilarious.
There have been altercations at salons when I'm getting my hair done. Oh. It just has not been about the hair.
I know. I was, y'all.
That's crazy.
It was very good. No, she's not Oscar nominated.
Hello?
The person that I'm talking about.
Who it is. I love it.
Yeah, y'all won't figure it out though. And actually, to be clear, actually, I won't say nothing else because I'm about to give too many.
It's fine.
Yeah, too many hints. Y'all can figure it out because y'all be knowing folk. All right, that's it. That's all.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of the Gin and Juice Podcast. We'll be back in your feed. Will I be back next week? Let's talk about this real quick right now.
Do you want to exit this though?
Hold on, because I want to tell them.
Okay.
So next week is what? Oh, I'll still be in LA. What day do we actually get back? On the 29th? Yeah. Okay, so the week of the 29th, can we do Tuesday instead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on, and then remind me to email Rob. Okay. So the week of the, I have a dentist appointment I need to cancel. Okay. On the week of the 29th, instead of coming in on Monday, we're going to come in on Tuesday. And we'll do it after, you know, when we do on Tuesdays, we normally do Here's the Thing, The Bald and the Beautiful, and then Us. So it'll be in that same order. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.